Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Father, bless your word this morning. Let it encourage, let it uplift. Father, prepare us for that which is before us, Lord God. But Father, in spite of it all, with great expectation, we know that you shall do the miraculous for us. You shall move beyond that which we could see, even hear, or even comprehend. So Father, we thank you right now in advance for your powerful presence, for your anointing, destroying each and every yoke, Lord God. Father, breaking off the chains of bondage, Father. Lord God, we thank and we magnify your name today. Move by your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you. Yes. Amen. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Three ways to overcome being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. I know. I told the Lord, I'm sick of it. I mean, I said it with some authority. I'm sick of it. Somebody said he sounded like a demon up there. I'm sick of it. That's how sick of it I am. Sick of being sick and tired of just everything. Tired of this and tired of that and sick of this and sick of that. So God said, well, I'm going to show you how you can be sick and tired of all that and still have victory. I said, well, you sure need to show me, Lord. Because this sick and tired of being sick and tired is starting to affect my mindset. It's affecting my being. Anytime things start affecting your being and your mindset, you on your way out of here. And I'm not trying to leave till I get all that God has promised me. Amen. In the 37th chapter of Psalms, the third verse, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. The word good means to be in good favor with God. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt thou be what? Fed. So you can be sick and tired of being sick and tired and still be fed. Amen. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So you can be sick and tired of being sick and tired and still delight yourself in him, and he'll still give you the desires of your heart. You say, well, how is it possible that he can give me the desires of my heart even though I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired? Most folks, when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired, they make some type of change. Amen. You make a change that'll help you be less sick. That'll help you be less tired. Now, don't get rid of all of it, but it helps you come to a place where you can say, even though I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, I still have victory. I still have the strength. I can still glorify my God. I can still delight myself in him. I'm going to delight myself in him. Some mornings you wake up, you say, Lord, have mercy. I don't feel like dealing with none of this today. But you know you don't have a choice but to do what you do. So what you do is you prepare yourself. You have to encourage yourself. You have to talk to yourself. You have to convince yourself, hey, I'm sick and tired of all this, but let me tell you something. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord, and he's going to give me the power and the strength and the ability to deal with what I'm sick and tired of so that I can still give him the victory and I can still give him the praise. Amen. I preached Friday night in the watch night service how we have to become the dream that God has presented unto us. When you become the dream that God has presented unto you, then you can stand in the midst of adversity, in the midst of the storm, and still call upon the name of the Lord, knowing that God is going to do what? Supply and meet all your needs according to his riches and glory that's in himself. The more and more I look at that sign, I keep saying it's in the wrong place. It needs to be moved. Expect a miracle. Our expectation has began to decrease because of our circumstances and our situations. Our expectations of what we expect God to do for us and in us has begun to lower itself because we've been worn out because of trial. Tribulation has beat up on us. Circumstances that try to destroy us. I mean, financial difficulties, spiritual problems, physical sicknesses have tried to do what? Absolutely take us out of here. But then you say to yourself, you know what? I'm sick and tired of it. But it don't go nowhere. I'm sick and tired of being sick. But it don't change the situation. I'm sick and tired of not having no money. But it don't change. It changes when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired and you change. You change. How do you change? By delighting yourself in the Lord. When you delight yourself in the Lord, then God will give you the desires of your life. Meaning you commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass and it shall bring forth thy righteousness. He said, trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. Somebody say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Use one of the keys. Delight yourself in the Lord. No matter how sick and tired you get, delight yourself in him. Because you know what? It don't matter how bad you feel. Baby, let somebody walk up and lay $100 bill in your hand. You can be sick unto death, but somebody walk up and slap that $100 in your hand, you get awful excited. You almost forget how sick you really are. Because you done already thought about 20 ways you're going to use it. And it's only a couple. It ain't much you can do with $100 nowadays. Not unless you move into the dollar store. And then you can just have yourself a good old time. You'll have to call home for help. You done bought so much stuff. But see what I'm saying? You have to delight yourself. You have to change. And if you can change, then you can see things differently. You can understand things differently. So in our being sick and tired of being sick and tired, we find out that the sick and tiredness don't have no authority over us. It's just a way the flesh likes to express itself. Our flesh likes to express itself in being tired and being sick and sick and tired. All of that, it likes to express itself. But that's why the Lord said, Brother Darius, greater is he that's in. I like the way somebody said that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So it don't matter how my flesh don't like what I'm going through, God is still greater because he is in me. So if I delight myself, how many know where I'm going with this? So if I delight myself in me, because my Lord is in me, he'll produce the desires of my heart. Because he's already in me, so all he's got to do is bring forth that which I've already claimed. Amen. So me being sick and tired of being sick and tired is no more than your flesh warring against your spirit and your spirit against your flesh. Your flesh is sick and tired of being sick and tired of your spirit, and your spirit is sick and tired of your flesh and is sick and tired of it. So now you got this battle going on in your body and in your mind trying to see who you're going to live for. Amen. Go to Matthew's Hallelujah. I told the Lord, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick of being sick and I'm tired of being tired. And if there's some other translations for sick and tired, it is, Lord have mercy, there's so many of them. Sick and tired, sick means wayward, I'm tired. And then the tired means weary, I'm sick of being weary and I'm tired of being cast off, because I know that my God is more than able to do what? To deliver me. The 17th chapter of Matthew. We talked about this some Friday night. Look at this in the 17th chapter of Matthew, the 20th verse. It says, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So even though you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, there's still nothing impossible unto you. Why? Because you check yourself. We have to start checking ourselves. We are our own fruit inspectors. Everybody else is trying to be a fruit inspector, not realizing that they got their own worms. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was it? Somebody said, ew. But fruit have worms in them. Amen. If we spent more time fertilizing our own fruit, we wouldn't be so busy trying to help worry about what's going on somebody else's fruit. God wants us to overcome our sick and tired of being sick and tired. You can get so sick and tired of being in your situation that you'll be ready to give up. You'll be so sick and tired of being sick and tired of what you're going through that you'll be ready to fight anybody. You ever had one of those days on the road and somebody cut you off? And everything that's been bottled up in you for the last 2 or 3 months somehow managed to float to the top. 2 minutes ago, you were singing, light of the world, you stepped out into darkness. They cut you off. Now I'm going to kill you now. Attitude done changed. Gripping the steering wheel real hard. Breathing hard. Trying to see which way they went. Not knowing whether they got a gun or a machete. But your mindset done told you, you already sick and tired. You sick and tired. You don't have to take this. For you know it, you chasing them down such and such street. I don't want to call out one of the streets because one of y'all might have did it. And I don't want to bring it back to your remembrance. But you get just sick and tired. Hallelujah. I told the Lord, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being fat. Don't go there. Oh, man, watch it, man, watch it, man. I didn't ask for no help. But it's the truth. Wake up every morning. Lord, I'm sick and tired of this fat. But your mind know all you got to do is what? Change your eating habits. I'll be wanting to change. You heard I say I'll be wanting to change. I want, but I can't cease. You know how the cops say cease and desist? I can't do neither. So then I go on a fast for 4 or 5 days and come off the fast and eat like, oh my God, you don't even want to know how I eat. I eat stuff I don't even like. But you get sick and tired. How many understand what I'm saying? You just get sick and tired. God is trying to give us a remedy. He says, but this kind goeth not out but by what? Prayer and fasting. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart because he is in you. And once you begin to delight yourself in the Lord, you begin to do what? Fast and pray. Because you're tired of a circumstance. You're tired of a situation. And the only way you're going to get the change that you need is through prayer and fasting. It changes things. Now, folks said prayer changes things, but I ain't never read that in that Bible. I have never read in that Bible where it says prayer changes things. It says God hears our prayers. But it says fasting and prayer together makes a change. So if you sick and tired of being sick and tired, you delight yourself in the Lord and pray and fast. And you'll find out all that sick and tired of being sick and tired ain't nothing but a stumbling block anyway to keep you from reaching the goal that God has already set forth in front of you and set forth for your life. I am determined, Sister Gwen, that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Not persecution, affliction, not sickness, not hatred, not envy, not jealousy. None of these things shall separate me from the love of God. Being shipwrecked ain't going to set me. Falling into a hole won't stop me. I will not be tossed in a fiery furnace. Will not stop me from loving my God. I may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I'm going to offer up him a sacrifice of praise anyway. I'm going to glorify him anyway. I'm sick and tired of not having the money I desire, think I need, but I'm not going to stop sowing seed anyway. Amen. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of getting up and going to church, but I'm going to keep going anyway. Say, well, you're the preacher, you're the pastor, you shouldn't, baby, please, mess around one night. I might forget that. I'm just being real with you. Forget that. Baby, I'm already tired, frustrated, beat up. You get to the place you feel like don't nobody care. One of them nights hit. I get to thinking, well, my God, Brother Relaford, Brother Tim, them elders will be there. Shoot, I'm going to stay here and watch football game. Ain't nobody going to miss me. But about 10 minutes into that football game, I hear God said, you foolish man. Foolish man. Who hath bewitched you into thinking that I'm not the same God now that I was when I saved you. So get your sick and tired of being sick and tired self up, and get your sick and tired of being sick and tired self to the church, and let your sick and tired being sick and tired body, mind, and spirit offer me up a sacrifice and praise, and I will take your sick and tired of being sick and tired to another level where you can learn that it's working for your good and not your bad. Y'all think y'all the only ones go through. My God. Lord have mercy. I can't even begin to tell you. But I do know this. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will start telling that mountain to get out your way. Well, you get sick and tired and sick and tired enough, you'll tell that mountain to get the hell out your way. I don't know. Don't none of y'all say that. We're making it real up in here today. Get out my way, fool. I'm tired. Wore out. Beat up. And we spend most of the time beating ourselves up. Well, we're in this situation because of this. And we're in that situation because of that. And we don't have this because I did that. And this ain't working because I done that. Forget all that mess. Fool you with it. Wherever you are is where God wants you at this particular time. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, do something about it. Begin to delight yourself in the things of God. Think on good things. Things which are good report. Things which are pure. Things which are honest. Change your way of thinking. Stop thinking that stinking thinking and start thinking on the way God would have you to think. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I don't know about you, Brother Sean, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I'm going to decide. I decided I'm going to delight myself in the Lord so I can watch him give me the desire of my heart. I'm sick and tired of it. So what I'm going to do, Brother Tim, I'm going to start telling that mountain. That mountain may look like a financial problem. That mountain may look like a sickness. That mountain may look like a relative. That mountain may look like a friend. That mountain may look like a wife or a husband. That mountain may look like some kids. Whatever that mountain look like, I'm going to tell the mountain, I speak to you, be thou removed. Well, you tell it to move, then you got to act like it's been moved. What do you do now? Now you bring your mind under subjection to the power of God. Even though it seems like it's still there, you have to tell yourself, I done told it to leave, so I won't be moved by it no more. Hallelujah. It says, remove hence to yonder place. Thither, as though point to where you wanted to go. If it's only 10 centimeters, you send it there. That means it's not sitting in front of you anymore. But remember, it comes by fasting and prayer. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Closing. How many sick and tired of being sick and tired? Amen. Y'all sound like y'all not. Well, glory. I think I wrote down the wrong verse. Oh, I'm in the wrong book. Here we go. So as I was saying, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Step one is, regardless of how bad I feel or what is going on, I have to create an atmosphere where I can delight myself in the Lord. How did you delight yourself in the Lord? These things cometh not by fasting and prayer. Because the closer you get to him, the closer he'll get to you. And seeing that Jesus is our joy, he is our peace, he's our goodness, he's our faith, he's our mercy, he's our compassion, he's our long-suffering, he's our goodness. Seeing that he's all these things that we have need of, it behooves me why we're not trying to get closer to him. So now that I've done those things, and it says in Romans, in the 8th chapter, I think it is, in the 31st verse, what shall I say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So when I get sick and tired of being sick and tired, I done delighted myself in the Lord. I done done that. I done fasted in prayer, because I know the change doesn't come but by fasting and prayer brings about the anointing and the presence, the very presence of God. I done done that. Now I have to realize something, that if God be for me, who can be against me? So therefore, if I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Sister Vaughn, and I tell myself God is for me, he is for me. So what that tells me is that my sick and tiredness is just a part of a retaliation effect of my flesh wanting to destroy me, wanting to cast me down, wanting to beat me up, wanting to make me think I'm not important. And you are important, because God saved you, delivered you, set you free, chose you, called you, appointed you to something, and that makes you important. Every time you give your heart and life to God, you become more important than you've ever been in your life. So stop looking down on yourself. Keep your head up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for us, Who can be against us? Who covers from heaven to earth, from east to south, from north to west? Who covers all of that? None of these things have the ability or the power to come against us or destroy us. Therefore, if I'm sick and whatever it is I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of, I need to get over it. God bust my bubble, Sister Bonnie. He said, the reason you so sick and tired of being sick and tired because you done allowed it to become personal to you. You'd forgotten that I said, Jesus said, you've forgotten that I said that these things too shall come upon you. If they hated me, they gonna hate you. If they talk about me, they gonna talk about you. If I had troubles, you gonna have troubles. If I've been discouraged, you gonna get discouraged. If I feel beaten, sometimes you gonna feel beaten. We seem to think that what Jesus went through, we don't have to go through just because he already paid the price. He paid the price that you might have the victory to whatever you go through to keep going and to keep pushing and to keep striving and to keep fighting and keep believing and keep having your faith in God. So I may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but it ain't gonna stop me from praising my God. I may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I'm not going to stop expecting the miracle. Amen. I may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but I'm not going to stop binding this flesh so that God can have his way in my life. Yes. Whatever it is you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of, you want to make a change, then you start seeking God. Somebody said, God don't add unto people, but the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God shall do what? He shall add all these things. So you can't run 900 miles and expect God to give you something. God said he add them to you because you sought him. So, be sick and tired if you want to be. I think if I got to be one of them, I'll just be tired. Don't like the sick part, because everywhere in the Romans, if you read sick, it means pining. And I don't want to be pining, because pining means that's death. But I can be tired, because see, I can lay right down here on this floor and go to sleep and call it an afternoon. But we're going on. Because we know that we've been called by Jesus. We have a mission. There's a work for us to do. Not just individually, but corporately. There's a work for us to do. And that's why you're going through what you're going through. That's why you're being tried like as unto a fire. That's why you're being tempted and tried. Because there's something that God wants you to do. And you won't get it done until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired and press your way on in to the blessings of God. And you can look and say, you know what? I see you sick and I see you tired, but you don't have no victory here. My victory is in myself. My victory is in God. I'm going to possess the land that God has already spoken that is mine. I'm going to inherit it because it belongs to me. You can't stop me from being sick and tired. Flesh, let go of the sickness. Flesh, let go of the tiredness. I'm moving on. There's something God's got for me, and I'm about to possess it. And you can't stop me. Can't nobody stop you from being blessed but you. Hallelujah.
Fulfill the purpose that I have for you in your life. For I'm a great God, And yea, I'm greatly to be praised. Yea, I shall strengthen thee all the way. I shall lift thee up all the way. I shall carry thee. I shall do what I have already planned for thee. Yea, all the days of thy life. So praise me now, herewith said God. For I'm in the midst of my people always. And yea, I glorify myself in my people. And yea, I lift myself up in my people. So that my people can walk upright before me. And be that holy nation that I have called them to be, said God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. He come up a whole shit there.
You have to go through these things. I have to take you through Wits End Corner, saith the Lord. For did not I call David? Did I not deliver David through all of his problems and all of his fear? And yeah, I didn't love him more than I love you. I speak the same to you today. I have brought you to Wits End Corner. It is my place to bring you there. So you will not lean to the arm of the flesh, but you will lean to the Spirit, saith the Lord. For did not I say in my word, saith the Lord, that it's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh is weak, but the Spirit is strength, saith the Lord. And I will give you the strength to go through it, because I have a purpose in it. It's for your benefit, saith the Lord. And I would speak this unto the church today. That is the reason you've come to Wits End Corner, to choose me and not the flesh, and not follow others, but to follow the Spirit, saith the Lord. For did not I say in my word, they that have flesh cannot please me, but seek me and seek my face evermore, saith the Lord, and I will continue to be with thee and give you victory and show you off right in the midst of it all, saith the Lord. For did not I say in my word, I am your shepherd, saith the Lord. Did not I say in my word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I have called you for my purpose, but I have to take you through the hard knocks, saith the Lord, so you will listen to me and obey my spirit, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Said God, and yea, so shall you receive it in this lifetime. Yea, you shall not pass from this life without the fullness of my glory, and the fullness of my blessings, and the fullness of my promise manifested in Hakoshaka in your life, said God. For I am a great God, and whatsoever I have spoken shall come to pass. Yea, I did not lie in the beginning, neither can I change, said God. For what I said in the beginning, it shall come to pass for my people. For yea, I have raised thee up. Yea, I shall keep thee up, said God. And yea, to receive the latter portion, said God. For it shall be great, and it shall be mighty, said God. So come on and praise me. Come again and praise me. Come again and again and praise me. And yea, I shall always receive thee, said God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we praise you this morning. Oh, for moving by your Spirit, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is talking to us. God is wanting us to hear what the Spirit has to say. And if we hear what the Spirit has to say, we shall live and not die. And we shall be able to declare the works of the Lord. I'm ready to declare the works of the Lord. How about you? Amen. I'm ready to show off the character and the nature of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sick and tired of people forgetting why they came to serve God. Let me tell you something. If you think I'm 100% God, I got you twisted. You are twisted. I am 100% man that loves God with all his heart, all his mind, and all his soul. But that ain't gonna never stop me from making a mistake. That ain't gonna stop me from stumbling. But one thing about it is, I know who my God is, and I know how great my God is, and I know how to go to him, and I know how to ask his forgiveness, and I know how to call down power, and I know how to teach his word, because I know who my God is. So if you're looking for somebody that ain't never gonna make a mistake, you in the wrong church. If you're looking for somebody that ain't gonna get crossed up, you in the wrong church. But if you're looking for somebody that's gonna yield themselves to the power of God, they're gonna love you with all the love God gave them, then you in the right church. Because we're going on for Jesus, amen. We're not gonna let nothing stop us. We're not gonna let nothing deter us. We're not gonna let nothing destroy us. We gotta let nothing keep us. We're running this race, and we're gonna run it strong, and we're gonna run it hard, because I'm not in this to lose, I'm in this to win. Hallelujah. 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 For I, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, have created an atmosphere in this place where whatever that you have need of, it is here. Whatever you've called out for, it is here. Whatever you desire, it is here. Whatever that's broken in your heart can be fixed. Whatever is torn in your soul can be repaired. Whatever is without in your mind can be supplied with peace. For I am here in your midst today, and I have poured forth my spirit into your lives, and you shall be encouraged, and you shall be strengthened, and you shall be uplifted, because my anointing is in this place. And I am here to destroy yokes, and I am here to tear down barriers and to pull down strongholds. For I am the Lord thy God. Therefore, have your confidence and your faith in me. Put your trust in me, all of your trust, saith the Lord, and you shall see the great and mighty things that I can do, that I shall do, and that I shall bring forth. There are things going on in your lives that you have prayed about, and you've wondered if I've heard your prayers. I've heard all of your prayers, and I've searched all of your hearts. And these things that I've searched your hearts about, I shall move, because I've seen the sincerity and the honesty of your hearts. But some hearts I have not seen the sincerity and the honesty of, and those things I will not move on. I shall move on in a different way, but nevertheless I shall move anyhow. For hear me this day, my children, for I am in this place, and I am moving by my spirit, and it's my word that I'm standing on that gives me the power and energy to do the desire, the things that I need to do for my people. For I shall raise up a people in this last day that shall not be moved, that will not be shaken, and shall not be knocked down, but they shall overcome, and they shall be victorious in every phase and every area of their life, in their spiritual, their physical, and their financial. They shall realize that I am the King of Kings and I am the Lord of Lords, and there is nothing impossible unto me, and they will not be separated from me, saith God, because I shall strengthen their feet, and I shall strengthen their hands, and I shall strengthen their minds, and their walk shall be solid, and their works shall be strong, and their minds shall be steadfast. Therefore, glorify me this day and worship me, saith the Lord, for I am in your midst today. And whatever it is that you've been standing in the day for, I am here to supply and meet every one of your needs by my own glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Everyone stand, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I keep hearing the word foolish women. Foolish women. But it's not talking about women being foolish. It's talking about women representing the church with a certain spiritual mindset that is full of foolishness. Talking about a church as a whole, because we've been moved by what we've heard and by what we think we know and by what we don't understand. And God is saying he wants us to stand fast and be unmovable, that we ourselves might abound in the work of the Lord. Don't miss out on what God has you. Guard the gates of your heart with all diligence. Only you can do that. Amen. And God said he's going to move for you and he's going to bless you. And you shall see things take place that you've been praying for years and years and years shall begin to manifest in your life. Church, I don't know. I don't care whether you believe it or not. This is a blessed church. And this church is going to strive. And this church is going to grow. And we're going to grow in maturity. And we're going to grow in numbers. And we're going to grow in strength. Why? Because God says so. Not because I said so, but because God said it. And it ain't nothing I can do to make this church grow, but believe God, that God bless you in such a tremendous way that the power of God will move forward. He said, if I be lifted up, draw all men unto myself. So that's why when we come up in here, we lift up the name of Jesus. We're not trying to lift up a man. We're not trying to lift up a woman. But we're going to lift Jesus up. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the living God. My God, I praise you this morning. Well, we're getting ready to go home. If you have an offering you want to sow unto the Lord, I want everybody to go down into their pockets and reach down deep.